What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What is something that you see other people using, doing, engaging in, whatever, that you don't believe they really like? That maybe they're doing it because it's cool or because they think it looks good.
Oh,
or someone told them they'd like it.
Listening to our show.
Yeah, that's an example that I was going to gloss over. I have one.
Yeah.
I think of everyone who camps, only about 30% of those people actually like camping. And everybody else is there because a family member is dragging them. But deep down, they hate dragging all of their stuff out of a perfectly good house into a vehicle, dragging it out to the woods, and then setting it up in the grass and the sand and the bugs. And then when they go back home, they're really happy.
I agree. I think more people like the idea of camping than actually doing it.
Otherwise, RVs wouldn't be getting so nice.
RVs are not.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. They're great. But
you do hit a certain stage in life, though, where you want to just be able to, you know, use a bathroom or shower every day. You know, it was like my friends and I used to go camping all the time. And if you didn't shower for 3 days or go to the bathroom, like sit down for 3 days, who cares?
Right.
It didn't matter.
But you didn't. When you went camping, you weren't allowed to go number two?
No, you could, but you just didn't have to.
Oh.
Like, you could, you know, it was, I thought you guys had some
sort of blood brother thing going on.
Oh, no.
Remember, Bill. Remember, Brian. No poop until Monday.
No, you just didn't. I think your brain went, well, you can't right here, so don't. And you just didn't.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah.
Nothing stops me.
No but stopping
same.
You.
Same. Yeah.
But I want to. But I want to be able to do that on something, you know?
All right. What's something you think people only pretend they like?
Tea, like hot tea.
Yeah, tea's terrible.
Hot tea. I pretend to like it. And each time I'm like, it's just kind of like hot water with like minimal flavor.
Yeah. It's like water that's been run through dirt.
Yeah.
It's accurate.
It's fine.
So you drink
but
tea.
But I don't think people really love tea.
Like, Steve, you drink it most mornings.
Yeah.
You don't like it?
It's fine. It's not good. It's no coffee.
Why do you do it?
Because I want to drink something that's warm that somewhat reminds me of coffee.
Why not just drink coffee?
That's a great question.
Because I don't want the caffeine.
Yeah, I get that. Told you I poured the littlest cup of coffee today. And now that it's only been a week that I haven't had coffee, but tasting it, I'm like, how did I ever like this? It's that great.
You'll be back.
I think I will be.
You absolutely
that
will
Saturday morning cup of coffee, I'm already craving it for tomorrow, but I don't think I'm going to care for it.
And before the texts come in, doesn't Steve know that there's caffeine in tea? The tea that I have does not have caffeine in it.
You don't know about your own tea?
Has such a minuscule amount.
They do make decaffeinated coffee,
mm-hmm.
which tastes better than tea.
Yeah, I think for me, the issue with coffee is that it's such a slippery slope because I'll drink one and then I'll want to drink immediately another cup and immediately another cup. Mm. And I'll drink like
four. Well, that's true.
Cups.
Yeah, if you drink something you don't like, then you won't have another one. Yeah.
But when I'm drinking my hot dirt water, I never want more than that.
In a perfect world, when you told him they make decaf, he would have gone, wait, what?
Tell me more.
Like,
yeah, there's some good ones too now.
Other things people said that, or suggestions of things people only pretend to like, Crocs. They said they're ugly and not that comfortable. I don't know.
I have a lot of people that swear by their Crocs.
I believe their comfort. They are ugly, but lots of things we wear are ugly.
Yeah, I'm wearing them right now.
They'd have to be comfortable to be that ugly.
Mm-hmm. Steve, you do love your Crocs.
I do. I don't have like the standard Crocs that like that you think of when you think of Crocs. Mine are Crocs brand just shoes, but they are the most comfortable. That's the only shoe that I've worn since like May.
And I think for parenting, Crocs made life so much easier.
Yes. Yeah. Best thing for kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. What else?
Tailgating.
Boy, tailgating.
Which it's similar to, kind of similar to camping, what you were saying. I think that it's when you're in the tailgating moment, I think it's fun, but it's just not worth it with all of the other crap that goes into it.
I'm always amazed. So we'll go when I go in the fall and I do these broadcasts at college football games, particularly when you go further south, like in the north, the tailgates are a little smaller. It's still elaborate, but you go down to Alabama or Oklahoma or Texas or something.
Georgia.
And it's a setup where you've got dinnerware and multiple courses.
TVs.
And they do the TVs and everything. And I see people after a game where the game will get over at 12:30 or 1 o'clock, and they go back and they start tailgating again, or they're picking stuff up and everybody's moving like zombies because they've been out there all day. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this does not seem fun.
The best part for me, like tailgating, and I would, it's same with the camping. I don't like the whole like packing it and putting it together part. But if I can just show up and bring whatever you need me to bring, man, I'm so excited.
That's the way to tailgate.
Yeah, I like tailgating at somebody else's tailgate.
Yeah, you want me to bring buffalo chicken dip to your tailgate that you're setting up? Dude, I'm so in for that. But the best part, like those early morning games or midday games, is that all of that stuff is waiting for you afterwards.
Yes.
That's the best because it's like, all right, I've been in this game now for a few hours. There was no drinking or no this or no that. And then now you can go back to the food and just kind of sit, be zombies.
Yeah.
That's our TikTok at FBHW show. If you'd like to go and see us in our Goodwill outfits.
You can hear that and more.
Yeah.
Steve really wants to watch that video.
I do. I want to watch it over and over again.
Some audience suggestions of things that people pretend to like. Attending a wedding.
Disagree. I love it.
I like going to weddings.
I love it.
What about cheap beer? Do people actually like cheap beer?
Beer in general.
Yeah.
A lot of people are saying like IPAs and other bitter beers no one really likes. They just drink them because they're pretentious.
No, I think that a lot with wine, too.
I like wine, too. Yeah, I like wine.
Man, I got a glass of wine right now.
This text, hey, buds, what about all the people who feel it necessary to run in the most inconvenient places where it's super congested just so everyone can see them run? I don't believe they like jogging that much, but they like buying the outfits and having people see them.
I think, yeah.
I'm with you.
There could be a point to that, yeah.
Yeah, I think a lot of people will admit that they don't like running. Like, I always hated running, but I liked the result of running. So I didn't want to go out and run a couple miles, but I knew that if I did, I could pretty much eat guilt-free for the rest of the day and not feel bad about it.
Oh, I know one. Tubing. When you go tubing, everybody's like, let's go tubing. Everybody loves it. And then you're out there and you're like, concussion, 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 concussion. And it's like, okay, actually, I don't like this. I don't like this.
What tubing are you doing?
Concussion. Where are you going?
Are you tubing? Serious? When you go tubing, the whole point is like throw the person off. I mean, I'm never the one driving the boat, but I always feel like that.
I thought you meant behind a boat. I thought you meant floating down a lazy river tubing.
Oh, no, no.
That's the only type of tubing I've ever heard
you doing category 5 rapids when you're going tubing with your six pack. Like, what's going on?
Oh,
tubing.
Yeah.
But also the other tubing going down the river, like at first it's kind of fun, but it's like tailgating on water.
Kind of. It's like once you hit hour 3, you go, well, I'm getting really
This sandwich is soggy. Yeah, this is a terrible idea. Yeah.
It's got to be like 1 mile max.
Yeah. I loved tubing when I was young.
Yeah.
But like behind a boat. But yeah, now I'd rather drive the boat than be pulled by a boat.
I mean, don't get me wrong. You asked me to do it. I'm going to do it. Whether it's the tubing on a river or tubing behind a boat. But
you can't say no.
Yeah, because it's one of those things that, oh, I love this. And then afterwards, I'm like, I don't think I really love that as much as I think I do.
I don't like anything that I can't quit when I want to.
Yeah.
Like those things where you go and you're kind of at somebody else's behest. Like, I rode with them. And they like to stay at this tailgate until 1 in the morning.
Well, that's exactly why once you hit like 35, you go, let's drive separate.
Yes.
Yeah, like you hit an age where you go, I don't want to be beholden to anyone
because the absolute worst is when somebody says, well, what we'll do is we'll park our cars here and then we'll get back to them later. No way. Not happening.
I need an escape route. This text makes me laugh. I asked a friend of mine who is more of a city person than a country person if he ever went camping, and he said the closest he'll ever go to camping is rolling the window down partway at a rest area. That's a pretty decisive answer.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.